Grover sniffed the air.
Wait a minute! What's that I smell?
Just before I lost consciousness, I sniffed the air. Wait a minute! What's that I smell? It's paint, Grover. Red paint. You saw something red and wet and jumped to conclusions. A lot of times you can study the clues, son, and figure these things out. Now march. I marched him down to the gas tanks and stuck his nose in the corner. It was a terrible punishment, all right, but he had it coming. Well, it was great to be home again. I mean, in just a few days' time, I'd managed to get all the loose ends tied together. I had my ranch back in order, and things were running smoothly again. Just to give you an idea of how well things worked out, around 7 o'clock in the morning, I looked up in the sky and saw the silver monster bird again. But he wasn't flying low this time, no siree. He was way the heck up there. I mean, you scare them birds bad enough and they'll stay off your ranch. They know the meaning of danger. I was watching the monster bird pass over when I heard High Loper come down the hill. I looked around and was shocked to see a smile on his face. And unless I was badly mistaken, he was even laughing to himself.
Hank, by golly, I just heard the good news. Billy called, and boy, was he steamed up. Said you gave his Doberman a licking. Heck of a deal, heck of a deal.
He whopped me on the side a couple of times, made me cough, in fact, but that was okay.
This calls for a celebration. Double dog food, Hanky. Come on, boy, let's go up the machine shed.
Off we went. A loyal, courageous dog and his master. It was just, by George, a pretty touching moment in ranch history. But as you might expect, Drover tried to butt in. You know, as if he had done something to deserve special commendation, when in fact he was still on probation. You stay here, son, and think about doing right for a change. Loper chuckled all the way up the hill.
Just went over there and whipped that old Doberman on his own ranch. I like that, Hank. Shows spunk and spirit and vinegar and...
We had walked into the machine shed. Loper stopped. His smile began to droop, and then it fell flat. The place was, well, a little messy, shall we say. His eyes went to the paint cans and the big puddle of red on the floor. He looked at the red tracks on the cement. He looked at my red paws. I glanced around to cast an accusing eye at Drover, but naturally the little dunce wasn't there. I began to wag my tail. I can't see that it would serve any purpose to go into details here. It should be clear by now that the machine shed was damaged in the line of duty. It should also be clear that misunderstanding is just one of the prices of greatness. Those of us who live on the heights must live with the judgments of small minds. We can only hope that in the next life, justice will reign. It rains here, but it also hails.